finally feel the evanescence of life. Or when we have problems for ourselves. And direct feeling of the problem, of the fact you have to face. It's how you arrived the way to be mine. When we study something, we usually set our everyday problem aside. And while we study something, especially, that is how we study religion. On Sunday, you may go to, you will go to church. But to go to church and your everyday life is some completely different thing. To complete different activities. But in our everyday life, we have to feel some contradiction and eventually you will feel some uneasiness without having nothing to rely on. This kind of feeling is a feeling when you have, when you arise the way seeking mind. When we are younger, to act as you want. You can choose something good. Ignoring something bad. And by working on something good, you feel good enough to spend your hard but some uneasy, some dark feeling is always follows in your life. Even though you try to appease your enthusiasm, by what you have and exhausting yourself on what you are doing, that kind of this kind of effort will give you any conviction. So without having any conviction and to jump in around, in this world may be difficult life, you will be pitied by someone who has strong conviction. And be wisdom about that. So we should be ashamed of doing something proudly, vigorously, with some ecstasy, ignoring the other side of the world, other side of our life. But by nature, human being has good and bad sides, half and half. When you want to do something good, at the same time you don't want to do something good. If you want to get up early, at the same time you say, you stay in the happy. It's too hard. When at the time you want to get up, you say to yourself, no, yes, no, yes, it's just me, no, it's just me. So, usually, we do good things. That thing is good. Or more. Bad thing is 60%. Good thing is 40%. You become very conscientious more and more. the more I reflect on yourself, the more I become conscious and because you become more and more conscious, you feel a great view again. 99% bad things. What is actually our human nature? It is not matter of what is good and what is bad. It is matter of our human nature. And when we realize this fact, in our everyday life, based on our human nature, you have to wonder what we should do. If you realize this fact, you will not be fooled by anyone. You may have some treasure in going to the hotel or a restaurant. But you cannot fool yourself completely. You cannot deceive yourself when you realize this. Even though some people say, if we have perfect sorcery, construction, we will not have this kind of difficulties. As long as we have human nature, nothing will help you. In this way, as our human culture makes some advancement, the more we have difficulties in our life. Because of advanced civilization, this contradiction will be exceedingly more and more. When we realize this, we have to have very simple minds to work on ourselves instead of material. Material work. he became the people who, most people who are interested in Buddhism are more or less critical to our social condition. Expecting better social framework. Some people become disgusted with our human but we cannot approve of those which hold because they have to, they have something to think more about our human nature. And this human nature is always there. So some people say our spiritual culture should make some progress when material civilization made a great progress. But spiritually speaking, as long as we have human nature, it is impossible to acquire or to attain perfect, idealistic spiritual culture in our human world. This point should be fully realized by us. Because of our uneasiness, we are too anxious to achieve something perfect in spiritual world. Here we have some danger. Spiritual world is not same as material world. You cannot work on spiritual life as you do in a materialistic world. Even though you build a beautiful church, no religion may be the same, or may become worse. even though you talk about it. Scripture, servant of God, which is in the church. So it is necessary to know actually what is our human world, or what is our human nature. This is very important point. If you fail to observe our human nature fully, even though you study Buddhism, but you acquire is not what Buddha meant. For many years, we are practicing Buddhism in Tokyo. And we think it may be the time when we make some progress. You think so? You think so too. But when you think when you feel this way, you should be careful not to make some mistake in our way, and we should know what is the way to humanity, what is human nature. Some people may say, if it is human nature, it is always the same. Today, it's not easy. Our study is based on this study. Our study is not improved this actual fact that we have. Good and bad, half and half in human nature. We should not try to improve this actual fact, even to accept it. This truth. And we started Buddhism based on this fact. We accepted it. If you try to change this truth, you are not Buddhist anymore. So as he said, how I feel like the life of suffering, this is fundamental truth. knowing this fact, having this deep understanding of human nature, to continue our life step by step. This is to help the Buddha. Because we have good insight, half and half, we can help if all of us is good. It is possible to help. It is a good thing that we have good nature and bad nature. So we can feel better if we change our situation by one sheet of paper. It would be wonderful if we can help one by one. So no matter how or what kind of things we have, what kind of material we have, if we have something to work on, it's enough. Because we have good and bad, half and half, because we can find out some way to help others by a seat of paper, by a few words, we can enjoy our life. So, the way seeking mind takes us not only our idealistic world, but also our actions, what, including flowers and stone, stars and moon. The true way seeking mind will be realized, will be actualized in deep scale, where there is human, where there is inside, and stars, and sand, and the oceans, and the trees, and grass. Without this big, big area where we can live, where we can have failure. we cannot survive in this world. But forgetting the big area where we have absolute freedom. We just seek for something for the sake of just ourselves, just for human beings. So we have to suffer our nature, which are good and bad. If we realize if we are aware of the big mind which includes everything, and where we live, and where everything is completely involved, then you have big, big mind and big, big trust. And you have perfect, eternal freedom within. This big fear. So, actually, the way seeking mind is the condition to cry as a bird. That cry is I am. To enjoy our being in this first world of freedom. Enjoying our nature as a part of it. There we have no anxiety because we don't know where to go. And we know there's no hope. Life and death is not our problem anymore. Our nature of freedom is not our problem. We attain enlightenment in this week here. We suffer in this week here. We are ignorant of the limit of this big world. This is the image. But this is at the same time enlightenment, because it is, we know it is impossible to be enlightened. Know the limitless, this first word of Siddhartha. So here we have even the problem of obtaining enlightenment. Ignorance is good, enlightenment is good, Zazen is good. To stay at home is good. Every activity will take place in this direction. Our human effort, our human culture should be based on this kind of unperturbable conviction. Our efforts should not be limited to ourselves. This is what I mean by great when doing this, attending the lecture, you say, you forgot all about his body and mind. Means he found himself in this world. So our activity should be limitlessly small and at the same time should be limitlessly great. And there is no difference in greatness of our activity and trivial, small. Same time. So our pleasures and enthusiasm will be fully supported by this big in this way, we practice the meditation. We should strive for enlightenment, of course. We should try to calm down our mind. But it is impossible to do it. To attain enlightenment, to calm down your mind, without realizing this. If you don't realize this, you can say something to us. Critics, mother, hell or eggs. At the time, it was okay. Hey.
This one comes from Jay Summers from New York City, asking whether
you are all late. Excellent. You are mad. We don't know who he speaks. But we appear. In this world, means we seek this idea from this world. If we were not born in this world, there would be no need of that. But to be born in this world is to die for this idea. That we can do something good means that we can do something bad. It is true. Don't be bothered by such a force. Don't be fooled by this kind of self. This kind of contradiction. All men is contradiction. You know from contradiction. You will realize how true Buddha's teaching is to the circumstances. We undertook research. And if you realize how its teaching is to us, you will I प्राप्ति करते अवस्था दे देते आज योर प्राप्ति When you are jumping from one tree to the other, you just stay in the same place, repeat the practice, teach how to practice. So what I put for Anyway, for the beginner, it is difficult. So, While you are practicing, continue your practice. Somehow, you will find that you are. Then you can maybe better. So put some more space. That you have some posture, your own posture is at the same time maybe bad habit. But without bad habit, you cannot be doing your posture. It's good. You have bad habit. But you ask me, what is bad habit? No, that is also a mistake. Whatever you do, it is right. Nothing is wrong with what you do. But some improvement is necessary. Something should be done with what you have attained. Even though you attained enlightenment, like Buddha, something should be done. To him. That is so the point is whether your posture is right or is not whether your posture is right or wrong. The point is constant. We're seeking. I think I shouldn't talk too much. The more you practice Dhamma, the more you will find out the true, deeper meaning. So, and friendly and more frank and straightforward. And we should be more free. And we should accept the instruction physics.